So for my second talk today, I'm going to be discussing an issue that we've seen for quite some time in a number of research projects. So this presentation is titled The Impact of Trash Content on Fiber Quality Assessment. So some more basic background information about this research project. Domestically grown cottons are primarily targeted by international spinning markets. We're all pretty aware of this. And these markets require long, uniform product fibers to produce the quality of yarn that they're targeting. And cotton breeders, as we know, utilize, as many other researchers do, the fiber quality measurements in their program to help them make decisions on what germplasm they need to advance and what germplasm they should remove from their program. So these fiber quality measurements are important not only to breeders but to lots of other people in the industry. But breeders, especially more recently, really rely on these measurements to make decisions about their germplasm. So from a breeder's perspective, when developing varieties that need to have improved spinning performance, the most direct method, like I talked about in the previous presentation, is simply to spin the fibers into yarn and to test the yarn. Once again, this is not feasible due to the limited amount of lint that's usually associated in breeding programs, as well as the cost associated with doing spinning tests. Therefore, fiber quality measurements are typically used to identify germplasm with the potential to produce high-quality yarns. And previous work has shown that the combination of HVI data as well as APHIS data can do a very good job of accurately predicting yarn quality. So selection pressure for fiber quality depends on the repeatability of these fiber measurements themselves. If they vary between from test to test, they're really not that useful for making selection decisions in a breeding program. So this repeatability is a very important issue. So our hypothesis for this project was that excessive trash within cotton fiber samples can introduce bias in the assessment of fiber properties that are used to predict yarn performance and could decrease the genetic gain from breeding efforts. So the objective of this research was to investigate the impact of trash content on fiber quality measurements as well as yarn modeling. So some of the issues that pop up in research programs as well as breeding programs, we tend to see higher trash content associated with these research and breeding programs in comparison to commercial samples. And there's several reasons for that. The non-industrial scale harvesting techniques that are used in research and breeding programs tend to have different impacts on the trash content. The lack of lint cleaners is a big difference between research and commercial cotton operations, as well as the use of lab scale gins. So all these factors contribute to quite a bit of variety of trash content in breeding and research programs compared to an industrial setting. And we see quite a bit, quite higher levels of trash in these research projects compared to commercial operations. So previous research has shown that issues with selection pressure can result from this excessive amount of trash that we see in breeder samples. And that's due to increased variability of the fiber quality measurements themselves, as well as a reduction in selection pressure when the data from these trashy samples are used in breeding programs. So the prediction of yarn performance based off fiber quality data is dependent not only on the accuracy, but also the precision and the repeatability of the fiber data itself. So some of the research questions we had with this project were, will cleaning trashy samples result in better yarn modeling when this is done on trashy samples? So will simply removing the trash from these trashy samples allow us to make a better prediction of the yarn itself? What are the effects of cleaning on the fiber quality measurements and as well as the yarn modeling? And does trash content and research samples affect the genetic gain from a breeding program or some other research program? So the procedure we followed was to take 96 cotton samples selected from a randomized field experiment. This material was known to have an inherent high amount of trash in the samples. In place of a lint cleaner or another cleaning device that might be found in an industrial setting, we chose to use the Shirley analyzer. Previous research has shown, in comparison to some of the other lab scale cleaning devices, it does a really good job in comparison to these other ones. So we did choose to use the Shirley analyzer in place of a, or as a substitute for a commercial type of lint cleaner. Each of these 96 samples was separated into two subsamples. So we had a raw set of samples, which was simply the samples as they came, and these were evaluated both on HVI and APHIS. And then we took this same 96 samples, and we had a subdivided class that we called Shirley, and they were simply run with one pass through the Shirley analyzer before also being subjected to HVI and APHIS analysis. The original lint samples themselves were also taken and spun into yarn, and then the tensile and evenness properties of the yarn was measured with the StatMet and the Euster. So here we have a diagram of just kind of how this went. Got the samples in, run through APHIS and HVI, and this APHIS-HVI combination of data was used to predict yarn. And the same thing was done on the same samples once they were cleaned. Once again, HVI and APHIS data used to make yarn predictions, and then ultimately we spun the yarn to see what actually happens in the yarn itself. So moving on to the results of this research, we'll start with what happened or how cleaning impacts trash content. And as we would expect, the raw samples have a much higher percentage of visible foreign matter as compared to the clean samples with the Shirley analyzer. That's really no surprise, but it does show that this method of cleaning is doing a good job of removing trash content from the samples. And compared to the raw samples, the Shirley clean samples also have a statistically significant decrease in seed coat NIPS. So once again, this cleaning mechanism is doing what it should. It's cleaning and it's getting rid of NIPS. So that's no big surprise, but it is doing a good job of cleaning the samples. So how does this cleaning procedure impact the fiber quality itself? So for HVI upper half mean length, the raw samples do have a higher length measurement than the clean samples. Once again, this isn't a big surprise. When you subject anything to another process, a cleaning process or any industrial process, there's a good chance you're going to break fibers, and that is what's happening here. So while the clean samples do have a lower length, it's not entirely a surprise. And we see the same thing with the APHIS length by number. Once again, the clean samples have a slightly lower value compared to the raw samples themselves. And here we have the APHIS length distributions, and once again for the Shirley clean samples, there's a slight higher amount of short fiber content, and a slight shift in the higher length values. So there is a change to the APHIS length distribution, but here it doesn't appear to be that big of a deal. But there is some effect of cleaning on this length distribution. So the big question, what is the impact of cleaning on the predictability of yarn quality? So this graph here really sums up what we saw. So in all these cases of yarn quality, we get a better prediction when we run the clean samples in comparison to the raw samples. So for tenacity, work to break, for all of these measurements, when we clean the samples, we do get a better prediction of yarn quality compared to these dirty samples. So that's really what we were after, and it's what we saw for all these yarn parameters. So in conclusion, cleaning samples with the Shirley dramatically reduces the amount of trash in the samples, as we would expect. Cleaning the samples does result in breaking of fibers and therefore an altered length distribution. However, this is a very similar to what happens in industrial harvesting and processing anyway, so it wasn't a surprise, and it's actually probably going to be somewhat of a benefit in the long run that it's mimicking an industrial process. The removal of trash content results in improved yarn prediction, as we saw in the previous slide. And all this leads us to the conclusion that improper trash management of cotton samples can effectively reduce the accuracy of yarn prediction and could possibly lead to inefficient germplasm selection. So we have some ongoing work to look at these issues. We currently have a breeding program that is underway to determine the impact of trash content on the heritability of fiber length. We chose some parents that represent a range of fiber lengths, and they've been used to create this breeding program. We are going to grow several generations of this material in the field, and then we will do kind of a similar thing as we saw in this project, where we will clean the samples, have the raw samples, and we'll take heritability readings on these two subsamples. And if we see differences in the heritability between the clean and the trashy samples, then that would have revealed that there's a loss of selection pressure that results from trashy fiber samples, especially in a breeding program. So, once again, I'd like to thank Cotton Incorporated for their funding, and I will take any questions you might have. No questions? Yes.
You said the trash particle mainly is fecal trash, right? But after cleaning in the cleaning process, how are you sure?
Well, I don't know if I said that, but in the beginning of this project here, the trash isn't necessarily seed coat fragments. I mean, they could definitely be a factor in the trash content. But for this, the two presentations here, they're kind of similar, but they're very separate. So the trash we're talking about here is any kind of trash content. Yeah. Did I? Okay, yeah. This is just trash content in general. Thank you.